Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 40th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 25. I've really enjoyed our study in the book of Genesis, and we're halfway through almost, and we get into this chapter kind of finishes the story of Abraham. We've been through many weeks about the story of Abraham and Sarah, and of course the birth of their son and all the things that Abraham had gone through and difficulties and trials of life. But yet, even though Abraham wasn't always faithful, we knew God was always faithful, and God kept his promises. And we see in verse number 1, I introduced this thought last week. I want to pick it up again this morning. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. Sarah had passed away just a few years earlier. As a matter of fact, Sarah died when Isaac was about 37 years of age. We know that Isaac was married at the age of 40. And so at least 3 years had transpired since the time of Sarah's death and when Isaac was married. So if Isaac, and the Bible states that Isaac was 40 years old when he was married, and Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born, this dates Abraham at 140 years old. Okay. Sarah has been gone about 3 years or so. Then we see in verse number 1 that Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. Again, we'll look at this in just a moment, but after a few years, Abraham obviously was lonely, and he needed a companion. And the name Keturah means covered with incense. I won't go into it today, but it's referenced in 1 Chronicles chapter 1, in verse number 32, that Keturah was a concubine. She's a concubine. So obviously, Abraham had known Keturah before Sarah's death. Now, the Bible doesn't give any information about where Keturah come from, anything about it. But it's kind of putting things together and not going outside Scripture, but we do know in 1 Chronicles that she was a concubine. Kind of like we'll read here in a little bit about he gave gifts to the concubines. But to Isaac, he gave the inheritance. So without going into any great detail, remember, in Abraham's days, it was very common not just to have a wife, but to have the concubines. I'm not going to go too far with this at all, but I just want to drop something on you. I've been going through some things about marriage the last couple of weeks in our Sunday night classes. And somebody gave me a book this past week. I was able to read through it, and all the busyness of the week, I sat down and read the book. And I can't remember the title of it. It was Divorce But Not, Divorce But Not Demoted. I read that book, little book this week. Sit down in one setting and read the book about people who either lost family members or their way of death. Is it okay for them to remarry? We have preachers that on both sides of the fence. Most of them would agree that if their husband or wife dies, that they have the right to remarry biblically. Then there to go a little farther. This: what about if there's a divorce in the household? Do they have the right, biblical right, of remarriage? Well, that's when the controversy really, and again, I don't want to get into this morning. Let me give you an example. Something that this individual, the author, brought up that I hadn't even in all my years of study, and I never caught this verse. But when David defeated his enemies, God told David to take the enemy's wives. Now, God told David that. There's so many things in Scripture that, again, I don't want to get caught in this and this morning. I don't want to leave you with doubts or questions. But when we get this issue of marriage, divorce, and even in remarriage, I know what's been taught in even in independent fundamental circles, and I'm one of them guys that are independent fundamental missionary Baptist through and through. But yet we've heard a lot of people in the past, maybe not on purpose, but because of some things that have been taught about if you get divorced, you're like a second-class citizen. You're done. And even take it any far, you're done in the work of the Lord. The Bible never talks about that. And it never talks about that. As far as you being done, I could go on and on and on. And we'll have one of these days, we'll have a lesson on that about where men of God who divorced in a pastoral or a missionary position, can they still pastor? Can they still do mission work? Well, that's where it really is controversial. But I want you to see in verse number one, I won't move on from that. That gives you something to think about, okay? Then again, Abraham took a wife and named her Keturah. And we know what started all, she was a concubine. We know what concubines are. Remember, Solomon had 600 and something wives and 300 and something concubines. I can't fathom that one. One's enough for me. That's all I want. That's all I can handle. You know, all God wants us to have. But I just want you to understand, it was different back then, and different. And I'm not condoning it at all. It was always meant to be one man and one woman. Always was. But anyway, because of the hardness of our hearts and other things, or sin. Matter of fact, it's God's plan. Not only is it God's plan for a man and wife to be married the rest of their life, do you know it's God's ideal for you not to sin? Let that one sink in. God's ideal for our life is not to sin. But if we sin, we have an advocate, the Father. Are you following through the Father, Jesus Christ? Anyway, I'll probably get letters and phone calls about this from the internet and the broadcast on that one. But anyway, let's move on. He married Keturah. And then notice verses 2 through 4. She bared him sons. There were six sons that was named here. So obviously, Abraham was able to still have children after Isaac. Isaac wasn't the last. Abraham was 100 years old when he had Isaac. So by now, Isaac, at this point, Abraham's at least 140 years old when he marries Keturah. At a ripe young age, he started having kids. Again, can you imagine that? Six more kids. Some of y'all shaking your head, you know. But then verse number 5 and 6. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, literally talking about the bulk of his inheritance went to Isaac because Isaac was the son of promise. However, look at verse number 6, but unto the sons of the concubines, now my Bible has plural and not singular concubine, but a plural of concubines. Abraham had concubines.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.